Everything I Hold Dear, written by Six of Snakes, read by Raven. Summary. All along, Numair's plan had been to flee Karthak. The moment he realized he didn't have to stay in a country with slavery and arena games that made him queasy, he decided that he would leave. But Ozorn managed to convince him otherwise.
"If you leave, don't even think about coming back," Ozorn said in the scarily cold voice he used when he was actually, truly, afraid.
"Never?" he asked, hating the way his voice shook. The mask of cold fury that froze Ozorn's features was a startling contrast to the heartbreak in his eyes.
"Never," he said.
There was a beat of silence, then another. Ozorn took a swig from the bottle of wine between them that Numair had been studiously ignoring.
"If you leave now, I'm not taking you back," Ozorn repeated.
He looked at the bottle in his hands, then at Numair, then he shoved the bottle at Numair. Numair took it with shaking hands.
"Drink," Ozorn said, thrusting his chin at the wine, "and decide in the morning. Maybe I can make you reconsider."
Numair would never know if it was trust or drunkenness that allowed Ozorn to drop his mask for the fleeting seconds it took to sway him. He tipped back his head and drank. And as much as he would claim otherwise later, that was the moment when he made his choice.
"I'm staying," he said later, when they were tangled in Ozorn's silken bedsheets. Ozorn laid his head against Numair's shoulder and his hair spilled free across the pillow.
"I told you I'd make you reconsider."
Numair smiled, ran his fingers through Ozorn's hair, and breathed in the scent of Ozorn's perfume. He would never know the hundreds of futures of war and death and fear where he left Karthak. He would never know a time when he would regret Ozorn or be dragged into the raising of a girl with wild magic. He would never know Jon as anything more than another king, or Thyat as anything more than Jon's refugee queen, and later as the queen of Tortal in her own right. He wouldn't regret his choice, but it would haunt him. He would regret staying, but he would wonder what would have happened if he'd left. He would spend another 1,000 nights like this, by Ozorn's side, before fate would come reckoning.
The end. Thank you for listening.